Good morning. Big changes took place overnight as the humidity dropped significantly behind the front that brought all the rain and thunderstorms to the area yesterday. The humidity is being shoved off the eastern seaboard by the front, and a northwest breeze is picking up, and drier and much more comfortable air will be in place today. We'll also have a return to full sunshine during the day, and this will help push temperatures into the upper 70s and lower 80s on average. Humidity will be low tonight, and temperatures will be refreshingly cool with many locations, especially across the higher terrain, dropping back into the upper 40s with valleys in the lower to mid 50s. A continuation of the nice weather tomorrow and into the day on Friday, with high pressure dominating the weather picture for the rest of the work week. The result, mostly sunny skies and low humidity in the lower to mid 80s on Thursday, and mid to upper 80s with mostly sunny skies on Friday. Humidity starts to creep back in a bit for the day on Saturday, still high pressure remaining the dominant weather feature around the backside of the high. Some clouds will start to move in late in the day Saturday, but not before high temperatures reach back into the middle 80s. This will be in advance of a deep trough of low pressure, which will slowly move its way from the Great Lakes into the Ohio Valley on Sunday. On this track, clouds will begin to increase Saturday night and especially Sunday, with the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and becoming more humid with highs near 80. That trough will be reinforced early next week, and it looks a bit unsettled and humid on Monday and Tuesday. Mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms both days with highs in the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the southern extent of the front that moved through yesterday will push into the southeast for the remainder of the week. During this time, showers and thunderstorms are expected along and ahead of the front, and some of the storms could produce locally heavy rain. Meanwhile, a mid-level trough is expected to amplify today as it moves from the northern high plains into portions of the upper Midwest. With sufficient heating to support moderate instability and effective shear of about 40 knots, some organized storm structures with a few supercells are possible, capable of large hail and locally damaging wind gusts in the central plains. And more summer heat is expected for parts of the west and southern United States. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect for parts of Oregon, California, and Nevada, and also parts of Texas and Oklahoma. Record high temperatures are possible in the south into the weekend and well into next week. At Mount Washington, early this morning, partly sunny skies and 51 degrees with a northwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 44 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 58, 87% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at West Yellowstone Gateway, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 70, the average temperature 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. 55 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, now 1.13 inches for the month, which is still 1.12 inches below normal, and 18.47 inches for the year, which is 2.35 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 100 set in 1953 and the record low 46 in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:29 p.m. 14 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and refreshing tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid-80s. Clear and pleasant tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny with much lower humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Clear and refreshing tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny with much lower humidity today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear and refreshing tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny with much lower humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and pleasant tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm, humidity remaining low in the lower to mid-80s, mostly sunny, a touch more humidity on Friday, mid to upper 80s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Saturday in the mid-80s. More humid on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and a scattered shower or thunderstorm near 80. Scattered showers and storms with more humidity Monday and Tuesday, highs both days in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.